Fresh Fridays on 102.9 Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 8:18 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Every single Friday, around about this time, we look at a DM or an email that you forwarded to us, and we put it to Shaquan to perhaps analyze this email or DM. Now, today's email reads, "Hi, Shaquan. I'm having a situation at work that is dragging me into a bad space and making me hate my job. I used to be friends and very close to a colleague of mine, and things went south after a disagreement we had about work. She has now turned against me and working hard at making me look like the bad guy and ruining my reputation with my colleagues and my supervisor, and it's making it hard for me to get my work done. She does things like throwing shade and, you know, nasty comments and always gossiping about me with the other colleagues. I want to resign and move on from this, but I cannot be without a job at this time. How do I deal with this situation? It's really affecting my mental health, and sometimes I find myself breaking down and crying at work. Have you ever been in a situation like that? How does one deal with it the best way so that it does not work against me? Shaquan, what would you have done had you found yourself in my situation?"
Ooh, you know what? This one, 100%, I can definitely relate to it. And I think for the most part, most of us can relate to a situation like this where it just becomes very unpleasant at work. And, you know, at one point you were close to said person and now you don't even communicate at all with this person. And the only communication that seems to happen between the both of you is just filled with so much animosity. And it's a very unpleasant situation or position to actually be in. And the mistake that I made once upon a time was resign from a job because I couldn't handle this situation anymore. So that would be the first thing that I would advise you. Please do not resign and leave your job, because after the fact, I realized that I really just blew up a very, very good opportunity, and that I just gave this person a lot of power, you know?
Yeah.
So what I would do is, first things first, like I said, just advise you to just don't even think about resigning. That's definitely not going to happen. I remember when we had a conversation with one of our spotlights, and I think it was last year. Actually, beginning of this year. But regardless, we had a conversation and she also shared, you know, certain situation that she was going through at work or whatever it is. And this new supervisor was just giving her the hardest time, and she was really considering leaving her job. And the advice that her dad gave her was, "You are not going to make another person's child comfortable enough to have that power over you and take bread out of your mouth. You've been there for as long as you have, probably even longer than this person, so do not allow them to push you out of that door, because at the end of the day, that's you're giving them so much satisfaction, you know."
True.
So keep your head up, honestly. But also just try to limit any interaction with this person as much as you can. Stay away from this person. Do not even try to be the bigger person. Do not even try to make amends, whatever it is. Because a lot of the times when you put yourself in situations, I've noticed, when you put yourself in situations where you want to be the bigger person and make amends and make things right, people actually check you stupid, because now they feel that, regardless of what happens, you're anyway going to be coming back and, you know, making amends and stuff like that, okay?
Yeah.
So if it's one of those situations where you've tried all that you can try, nothing seems to be working, leave things to be exactly how they are. And I think it's also time that we become comfortable with seasons ending, or people's seasons ending in our lives. You know, if that season of that person being very close to you has ended in your life, like, you have to be okay with it and really just let things go. Because what's the point of you working yourself up, making yourself miserable with trying and putting in effort, and then this person is not receiving of it, you know? And also the issue of your colleagues, you know, now even, you know, siding with her, or enjoying the friction between the both of you and believing stories that they hear about you, that's on them. That's on them, and there is nothing that you could do. Being kind, being nice, that's going to change that perception that they have of you. And you just have to be okay with people having different, you know, perceptions or ideas of you, and you're just moving on with your life, okay? So on the other side of this, I'm going to advise you on what actually worked for me, or what still works for me today when I deal with situations similar to this. But the one thing is just know that we are definitely not resigning to make other people comfortable. So how do you take your power back? How do you make your working environment a little bit more healthy and more calm? We'll continue this conversation on the other side of this.
Winning big begins with one.
It's Davido on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's the NSK and Sheikh Kwan returning with part two of What Would Shay Do? But in case you missed part one, well, we got you, okay? We got an email that just really wanted Sheikh Kwan's advice. The email reads, "Hey, Sheikh Kwan, I am having a situation at work that is dragging me into a bad space and making me hate my job. I used to be friends and very close to a colleague of mine, and things went south after a disagreement we had about work. She has now turned against me and working hard at making me look like the bad guy and ruining my reputation with my colleagues and my supervisor. And it's making things exceptionally hard for me to get my work done, okay? She does things like throwing shade and nasty comments and always gossiping about me. I want to resign and move on from this, but I cannot do without a job. How do I deal with the situation? It's really affecting my mental health, and sometimes I find myself breaking down and crying at work. Have you ever been in a situation like that? How does one deal with it the best way so that it does not work against me? Sheikh Kwan, what would you have done if you were in my shoes?"
Yeah, so before the break, previously I just said that, you know, it's important for you to just ignore this person as much as you can, you know, and also just limit your interaction with this person, okay? Because what it is like, the more that you find yourself close to this person and taking in all the energy that they have, which is filled with a lot of anger, could be jealousy as well, just animosity towards you. It's just going to put you in a very, very bad place, you know.
Yeah.
But what I would say, I'm very adamant on adding on once again, you are not leaving your job for nobody, okay? And when you remove yourself, you know, physically and emotionally, even check out of situations like that, it's like you're taking your power back at the end of the day, okay? So that, let that also be something that you do as well. Take your power back, and most importantly, do not let anyone turn you into someone that you're not. What I mean by this is, because they're being petty, because they are saying all these nasty things about you and just being funny towards you and throwing shade and saying terrible words to you, that you ever feel that you have to retaliate. Because what was it? Retaliate. That sounded weird. Yeah, so do not retaliate for any of the things that they throw your way, because what it is, for the most part, is a trap. If that person has made it their mission to go around, you know, just bad-mouthing you to all the people around you at work or whatever it is, and you retaliate and they see that reaction from you, they will be like, "Oh, she was right." You know what I mean? So you would also have some sort of control of that situation by not reacting the way that they or she or he or whoever this person is expecting you to react. They want to bring the ugly out of you. Do not give them that satisfaction, okay? And also, yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, you are working, you have your own responsibilities and so forth. Maybe you're even doing a part-time, you know, studies or whatever it is. Like, you have a lot to achieve, you know, and your job is going to help you achieve all the goals that you have for yourself. So do not even give them the power or satisfaction of actually even leaving that space, okay? So once again, you're not leaving that job. Second of all, just remove yourself from that situation. Make peace with the fact that that season or that person's season in your life has come to an end, and just keep it moving. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
But you can definitely do it if you put your mind to it. Because why would you want to remain in a space that is just not good for you, okay? See that person, but also don't see that person, if you know what I mean. Like, see and unsee that person as much as you can. You're stronger than you think you are, and you can definitely pull through. Okay? Yeah.
All right. That's man, that's a strong words. Really a terrible situation to have on your hands, isn't it?
Yeah.
8:41, this conversation will be up on our website pretty soon in case you just joined us and you wanted to get that juice. But stick around. Give us 5 to 10 minutes. It will be up.